You're listening to Iceland News Review, the weekly news podcast of Iceland Review. Subscribe and tune in each Friday to get the latest from our fair shores. I'm Andy Sophia Fontaine, and these are the week's top stories in Iceland. First up on Iceland News Review, scientists are still predicting that a volcanic eruption in the Svartsengi region of Reykjanes, southwest Iceland, is due to come very soon. Volcanic activity is notoriously difficult to predict exactly, as evidenced last weekend, when the Blue Lagoon and the Reykjanes town of Grindavík were both evacuated due to geological activity that gave every indication that an eruption was mere hours away, and then nothing happened. However, scientists are predicting that over the next few days, magma beneath the surface will continue to increase in volume, resulting in a new eruption that may give as little as 30 minutes warning. In the meantime, the Blue Lagoon is still open at the time of this recording, but if the situation changes, we will, of course, keep you updated immediately on our main site, icelandreview.com. Iceland is well known for its music festivals, but the majority of them take place in or around the Reykjavík area. If you've been itching to check out live performances from Icelandic artists, both classic and modern, within the setting of the Icelandic countryside, you're in luck. This March 29th and 30th, the Aldrei Music Festival kicks off again in Ísafjörður, located in the far northwest of Iceland. This actually marks the 20th anniversary of the festival, created by legendary indie musician Múgason and his father in 2004. As such, this year you'll be able to check out classic Icelandic bands such as Bogomil Font, Ham, and Helgi Björnsson, as well as more modern acts like Of Monsters of Men, M.C. Goethe, and GDRN. Best of all, it's free. Definitely check it out if you're in Ísafjörður at that time. A sweeping police sting operation went into effect last Tuesday, with over 100 officers raiding several locations and arresting at least five individuals. The operation, likely the largest of its kind in Icelandic history, specifically targeted businessman David Viðarsson, who owns several companies in Iceland, including Fur Vietnam and Walk On. He and his accomplices are suspected of having engaged in human trafficking, money laundering, and other organized criminal activities. Immigration authorities, child protective services, and labor unions all coordinated with police in their operation, in large part to assist the suspected victims of these alleged activities. All suspects have been remanded to police custody. About a month has passed since Icelandic civilian volunteers began assisting Palestinians with Icelandic residence permits in getting out of Gaza and arriving in Iceland. About 24 Palestinians have been helped by these volunteers and the Icelandic public, who helped raise funds for their travel. During this time, representatives from Iceland's foreign ministry had been in talks with Egyptian and Israeli officials in trying to retrieve the remaining Icelandic residence permit holders still in Gaza. Last Monday night, the foreign ministry announced at last that 72 Palestinians with Icelandic residence permits had been escorted out of Gaza and into Egypt. They still need to make the journey to Iceland, but that is expected to happen soon. All of these Palestinians were granted residence permits on the basis of family reunification, where an Icelandic resident may apply for immediate family members to also receive residence permits. Currently, the Minister of Justice is trying to tighten restrictions on who may be granted family reunification permits in the future. This proposed change, and others included in a new bill of changes proposed for Iceland's law on foreigners, has been strongly criticized by human rights groups and NGOs in Iceland, culminating in protests held within the parliamentary building itself. Do you design or build Ferris wheels? Then you should get in touch with the city of Reykjavík, as they are aiming to build one at Reykjavík Harbor. The city is looking for partners in this endeavor, with a proposed Ferris wheel aimed at being 30 meters tall and operating from May to September. If this sounds like something you're interested in, bear in mind that the city of Reykjavík will require that any proposed Ferris wheel be able to withstand Icelandic conditions, such as earthquakes and high winds. Speaking of high winds, Iceland may soon be adding more wind power to its energy grid. Most of Iceland's electricity is generated either through geothermal power or hydropower, but the national power company Landsvirkjun does operate two windmills for research purposes. Any visitor to or resident of Iceland can attest that wind is a natural resource Iceland certainly has plenty of, and Landwehrkühn has been eager to explore wind power, but the subject has been a contentious one for many years. However, no more than 20 windmills, each up to 150 meters tall, will soon be raised in an area near Húsavík, North Iceland, by Landwehrkühn. The selected area was chosen in part because the windmills themselves will not be visible from the town. If successful, Landwehrkühn may raise more windmills in the future. Iceland is issuing new ID cards, as current ID cards are being phased out. What makes the new ID card special is that they can be used for travel within the European Economic Area, although the new cards are only available for Icelandic citizens. Unlike the current ID cards, which were free of charge to receive but were not suitable as travel documents, the new ID cards will cost 4,600 ISK for children, the elderly, and the disabled, and 9,200 ISK for adults 18 years and older. More information on these new ID cards, including how to get one, can be found on the website of Registers Iceland. A link to the specific page has been posted in the description and article of this podcast. Bear in mind that the specific page in question will be in Icelandic. Lastly, an Iceland news review, an incurable disease that has long plagued Icelandic sheep may soon be a thing of the past. For centuries, scrapie has been the bane of the Icelandic sheep farmer. This degenerative disease is highly contagious, incurable, and ultimately fatal. One sheep found to have the disease has almost always meant having to cull the entire flock. However, the ARR gene, which is resistant to scrapie, was recently discovered in sheep in West Iceland. With this discovery and strategic breeding, experts believe that 80% of Iceland's flock could be resistant to scrapie within as little as 4 to 5 years. Sampling for the gene is still being conducted across the country. If more sheep are found to be carrying the ARR gene, an even higher percentage of Iceland sheep could be resistant to scrapie in an even shorter period of time. Next up, the weather this weekend. Warm temperatures and mild winds can be expected around the country on Friday, with mostly to partly sunny skies, with the exception of the southeast, where clouds and rain can be expected. As we move into Saturday, we can expect more of the same, although temperatures will begin to cool a bit. The good news is that they should stay above freezing, along the coast at least. These conditions will persist into Sunday, but there may be some light showers moving into the east coast of Iceland by the late afternoon. As for road conditions, bear in mind that all roads into the highlands are closed to regular traffic, so don't try heading up there unless you're in a glacier tour group or something similar. Also, there may still be some spots of ice in the north, but otherwise, travel around the coastal areas should go smoothly. For all your travel needs in Iceland, be sure to visit en.vedur.is. That's en.vedur.is. as well as road.is and safetravel.is. Through these three websites, you'll get up-to-the-minute information on weather and road conditions, as well as possible incoming natural events. By staying updated through these sites, you'll not only save yourself a lot of time and money, you'll also be able to enjoy Iceland with peace of mind. That's all for me this week on Iceland News Review. Be good to each other.